And how'd you guys meet?
So, funny story, we actually met in elementary school.
Wait, what? Really? Yeah. People still stay connected and stuff? Like, that
people
long?
Don't.
We weren't connected, but we weren't. You want to tell it?
Yeah. Like, basically, I moved to this new area in East York, and she didn't even go to this school.
Oh.
Honestly, you should tell this story.
Me?
Your POV is so much better.
So,
what's POV?
My point of view.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never knew. I never knew. I always see it on Snapchat.
Good question.
Oh, okay.
Point of view. I was back and forth in elementary school, like between two different schools. But for like, I think a period of like 2 years, we both went to the same school and I lived down the street. So we never had the same classes, but we knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward, like we didn't really keep in touch, but I followed her on Instagram and like she had already been like kind of popping off doing her thing and like mm-hmm, I really mm-hmm. admired her and I was like, you know, like, oh, like I love to see, like I didn't even think she would remember me. I was working at
that's cute.
Yeah. I was working at Chibo Wine Bar in Yorkville.
Okay.
And she was just sitting at the table eating or something and I recognized her, so I went over and I was like, hey, like I don't know if you remember me, and she literally looked at me and she was like, Miranda, and I was like, oh my god,
that's
how we connected.
And that's so cool. Yeah. That's cool. Wow. And then you guys kind of just got connected through that. And then how did you guys get connected in the business
honestly
aspect?
The gym really kept us together. Like
the gym,
yeah.
Okay.
We'd be like, hey, do you want to get a workout in this morning, because we were like neighbors.
Okay.
And we just worked out, and during those like workout sessions, honestly, they turn out to be therapy sessions.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Working out has definitely like been a way to express a lot of emotions.
Really? Yeah. I don't even work out. I ain't gonna hold you. like I run because I can run.
That's still good.
How is that good though? I don't really feel it's that good because like guys are getting choppy. Like they're lifting weights.
What do you
weights,
like about weights. Running though?
What do I like about running? Honestly, it's a good question. I think I like the high. You know that like. 20 minutes into the run, sweating, you know, just the music playing, just I'm just in my element.
Like zoned out.
Zoned out, world. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'd be like, you know, I'm doing all these hand movements.
It's that peace of mind where you're just, it's like the mind to body connection where you don't really have to think about anything. You're just kind of in the moment and like enjoying like the process of running.
Exactly.
It's the same thing that we get out of like working out is that similar experience.
Do you think that's why all people go to the gym though, to block the noise out of the world?
Or? Honestly, the real gym goers for sure use that reason. But a lot of people who start out always say like, "Oh, I'm doing this for the physical gains." But really, when you get into it, you start losing that goal of physical attributes. You start thinking of like the mental clarity and the way you. Have like when you live a better and healthy lifestyle, everything in life falls into place.
Does it?
It really does, for sure.
Is it so? Is it just like putting your like what is it about putting your body through intense training that gives you clarity?
That's a good question.
Because I'm trying to figure it out. Because honestly, I'm a guy that's like mentally strong, disciplined, all that, but I just don't have that. I never added the gym on my list. Like, all right, that has to be something I'm going to commit to as well.
Honestly, it's a new neural pathway in your brain. You're doing something that's hard, and through persistence and discipline, doing things that you don't feel like doing at the moment is a greater hit in dopamine. So it's like, something happens to you chemically and scientifically.
Like why it's happening. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it's that choice of like deciding to use self-discipline, deciding to like go against how you feel like. Especially when I first started working out, like, first of all, I didn't even know what I was doing. Like, I was literally just watching TikToks and trying to copy it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's so many days where I was like, like, I'm so tired. Like, I don't want to go. But then, like, you build this habit of, like, going against those feelings. And then it plays into other areas of your life. I think subconsciously almost. It builds, like, a resilience and, like.
Literally, yeah. I was just saying this the other day. I was at my sister's graduation, and she started school at the same time that I started the gym. So when she was graduating, I felt like I was in a moment in life where I also felt like I was graduating, because my body has transformed so much. My mental has transformed so much. I felt like I was getting a diploma at the same time.
Mm.
And like school and the gym, I always say like, really, it's so similar to me, because you're pushing through mentally more than physically, honestly. You gotta get your body to do something, and it all stems from your mind. Even like that, you know, like when you're staying down and you have this goal, you won't stop until you get there.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys. In 2024, right, we have all this access to just information and stuff like that. If we know the things that it takes to get better and be better, why don't we do it?
Knowledge is only power until it's applied. You know, or whatever that saying is.
That sounded good to me.
Now, I'm not gonna lie, that sounded pretty good. You got him with that one. But wow. So okay, then why aren't people applying it? I guess I don't know. Like
that's the part right there, right? It's harder. It's a mental thing. It's like you gotta push yourself more than the physical part. What do you think?
I feel the reason that we have all this knowledge and not applying it, it comes down to that moment of decision, right? Of like, okay, I know this is what I have to do, but then you have to choose to actually do it. And like that split second of decision, like for example, I was recommended actually by Jordan a long time ago to like, oh, you should try meditating. Because I'm a very high energy person and I used to suffer from anxiety and like not know how to manage it when I was a lot younger. And it still plays into like my day to day, kind of just like having running thoughts in my brain and stuff. And I like can look at the idea or like I knew that like, okay, something like meditation would be really helpful. And like you really only need like 5 minutes of your day to just decide to meditate. But like I never did it up until a couple weeks ago where I was like, okay, like I'm actually going to decide to do this now. And then once you get past that point of like, okay, I did it. It took 5 minutes. Now it's easier. So it's just that moment of like deciding.
What are the benefits? Like what did you see change for you drastically?
I think like when you talk about meditation, like to people who like don't do it or have more of an outside perspective, it sounds kind of like a cliche or like corny, but it really does help because it's like you're training yourself to be able to quiet your mind. And like some people can do that naturally. But me, for example, that was something that I still struggle with and I didn't notice a change right away. And I still think it's a very minimal, but I do believe that with time and over time that it can really make a big improvement because already being able to start my days kind of like after like my 5 minutes of just like usually the meditations I do are based around gratitude. So I'm starting the day off on a point of like kind of feeling calm, like having calmed myself down and focusing on the things I'm grateful for. So it's just like a good, puts me in a good mood.
Yeah. I think the bottom line with the gym and meditation is self-mastery. Just having control over your mind and just doing things that, you know, is hard at the moment, but it's delayed gratification.
Yeah, I want to add to that. I just want to ask you, what is it about people that have to go through trials and tribulations, go through different phases versus like having a strong mindset? But then when you make a mistake, right, and you like go against your mindset.
Yeah.
Why is there these phases that we have to go through? And like, even if you're like the most strongest disciplined person, you still go through trials and tribulations with keeping yourself, you know, motivated or just focused.
Yeah.
Like why is there, like, it doesn't matter how strong you are with the gym, you're always going to go back down. Why do you got to have that back down, like go back down? Like, why can't we just, as humans, once we figure it out, consistently thrive?
That's a good question. I love the way you worded that.
Yeah, sorry, I got deep on you guys. Why is it like that? Sorry.
It always goes deep.
Yeah.
I personally feel like there is no, for me personally, my highs are not possible without my lows. So with my lows, my highs are the only possible way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you need the
one like can't the, exist it, without the other.
Okay. So we need those lows to really amplify the highs.
Exactly.
I see.
Sorry to interrupt.
No.
I feel like in a way, like it's a motivator, right? Like if there was only ever like highs, it's like, what are you chasing after? What's pushing you? What's driving you? Right? And like, and also we always learn from like our downfalls and like mistakes. You know, I mean, I would hope so. Like if there's anything you can take away from like a bad situation or a pain or trials and tribulations, like the best way through it is to try and take something away from it. Like try and see, how can I learn from this? Or like, what's the lesson in this? You know?
Yeah.
And I was actually just saying this the other day, and I say it all the time, that during my challenges is actually where I find my sacred space. It's where I grow the most. It's where I find my resilience. It's where I find my strength. It's where I get to hold myself. I see a mirror and be like, during this dark time, I know you can push through this. And it just feels so good to like overcome that. But without that, it wouldn't feel good.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Okay. And then I also just want to ask you guys, let's get into dating.
Okay.
Let's get into the dating culture.
Fun
Cause
stuff.
Let's get into the fun stuff. Because we spoke on some real, you know, mental health and stuff and taking care of your body. But how do you guys think times have changed with dating and social media? How is dating being affected by social media? Because no one wants to date each other. So why does no one want to date each other? Are women's standards too high and men aren't catching up? Or are men not wanting to date women anymore?
Wow.
Like, seriously, at least. Just got to be honest.
I honestly feel like social media has made it look like or appear like we have so many options. It's a flood of options of beautiful women and guys who look like they got it. So it definitely makes dating a little harder. But that's why I'm always like, I need to meet my guy organically and in person because I need that connection. I need that the coffee shop.
Drop the books.
Yes. Shall we meet at the grocery store?
And that's how it used to be, like, before social media and everything. Like, if you think back to, like, our parents' time, like, they didn't know, like that there was a bad bitch on the other side of the world that would be your dream girl. They didn't know what she looked like because they couldn't go online and follow her and like her pictures and like daydream about her. Like their options were what was right in front of them, like who was around them. Like, and it was like majority of the time a drop the book coffee shop type of situation. I do agree that that's definitely more organic, and I think social media has a huge influence on it.
So
do you think about it?
What do I think?
I would really love to know your point of view on this.
As a man,
it's a tough marketplace right now.
Hot shoot.
It's a tough marketplace
what you
right
mean,
now.
Like, it's too much.
Because it's too much marketing. There's too much there.
Too much demand and too much supply. What's going on?
Well, for a lot of the young men, I feel like they don't have the mental toughness to see, like, what's smoke and mirrors and what's not. And I feel like, you know, things look good. Once you have experiences yourself as a man, things look good, but you got to know, like, it comes with a personality attached to that. And do you like that personality? Like, people don't think about all those variables. They just think about the, you know, but I'm not a consumer only. I make things and I like to create and I like to operate from the top too and like see how things are at the bottom and like how they all come together.
You're an evolved man.
I would say so, yeah. Definitely took a lot of time, though. Like, you got to go through your battles, like we said, you know? Sometimes when I'm asking you guys questions, I'm kind of, like, it's helping me. Because I'm really listening to your answers and seeing how, you know, I would have answered it. But, yeah, like, men just need to be a lot more smarter and just a little bit more tougher discipline-wise, I would say. And I feel like and then it's like social media is also making weaker men in a sense. Our men of today aren't getting that like hard truth anymore, you know? Like when I was like, yo, you gotta do this, you gotta work, you gotta be a man, there's only a few people and outlets still having that harsh message. And I think men need that harsh message.
Who would you say?
Andrew Tate.
He's great,
he's keeping us alive. Some strong brothers out there
as like a woman, like
What are you guys' thoughts on Andrew Tate, guy like that?
I love the guy. I can't lie.
Okay, what about you?
I agree with a lot of like what he says. Same. I think like a lot of the controversy came around of like misinformation and just like misinterpretation. And I think like a lot of women who maybe have been in like really difficult situations, maybe domestically or like in toxic relationships, or been like a victim of like, you know, a really unhealthy toxic man, could like compare his delivery or just compare like things they've heard about him to their experiences and then paint this whole different picture. But ultimately I think like the message that he is pushing and like teaching men is like good.
I completely agree, and I will say like his messaging kind of shifted a bit. He's a lot more harsh before, if you haven't noticed, but he knew what he was doing. He was garnering his attention, and then he knew how he wanted to lay his message, which we all kind of got to do. Yes. And we spoke on this, like, just like how hard it is to, you know, blossom in entertainment or just anything that you're doing and monetize off of it. And whatnot. So I do want to touch on just like, you know, your brand and like how you've pivoted into, obviously, I know you do, you know, OnlyFans and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that pivot and like where you're at with just the economy and stuff, like with how hard it is.
Honestly, starting an OnlyFans was going against societal standard and what's considered norm. I'm Filipino, I was born and raised in the Philippines, so our culture is very conservative.
Yeah.
So I'm already doing some crazy shit to my family's eyes, you know?
Yeah.
But because I have that mental resilience that I learned through the gym, I'm able to do what's uncomfortable at the moment for the greatest good in the long run. But that pivot really needed to happen because I feel like it is just something that I needed to get out of my own way and getting out of my own comfort zone, really. And I just feel like, what's wrong with OnlyFans?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I'll answer. Perception.
Perception.
Yeah, mainly perception, and the company, their highest paid creators, you know, they do the most craziest content in the sexual scene.
Yes.
So I feel like that's why it's you know, if your main pieces of content are this, it's hard to shift and make it a wholesome thing. But I do think that it is growing, and I think that there are people that do some positive things on there. I seen DDG during the pandemic. He was giving free game on how to like start a YouTube channel. So
oh yeah, I seen that. And what's his name? Kevin Batch or something like
that? I think I know what you're talking about.
He talks about credit.
I think so. I think I heard of that guy as well. Yeah. Yeah, so like they, you know what? The way I see it is like, you can garner attention and make it positive, and you're not crossing your own morality, do whatever you want.
See, I love that.
That's where I'm at with life. Life is not a simple thing, you know? You gotta really find and bend it into your form.
Facts. And you know, I like the way you said perception, because a lot of my older heads, you know, I come around a lot of older heads, they always be like, yo, you need to not give a about what people say.
Facts.
And I want to, like, I want to integrate their advice while I'm young. Not when I get there. You know what I'm saying? I want to get out of my own way now. Because the power is in now. Like, all we really have is now.
Yeah.
The future, tomorrow does not exist. Yesterday does not exist. What you have is this moment. And how are you capitalizing off of it? How are you making the most of this moment? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, okay, I have a market for this. I'm going to deliver.
Fair enough. I want to ask you, what would you say to guys that think like you're just a pretty face, or like just girls or guys, just the perception? Like,
yeah,
does it feel like in your position? Like,
thank you for asking.
Yeah.
I get that question a lot because, I mean, like, that's definitely something people always think right when they meet me, you're just a pretty face. But right when I get to talking, I feel like I've swayed that perception just a little bit. I mean, a lot of people are, what is it, there's a saying that a lot of guys say, it's like there's just pretty faces all in the same body or something like that. There's a lot of like the same beauty standard and the same,
like, copy and paste.
But like the inside and the internal world is all the same. So it's just like, but I'm not like that because I really feel like I've worked in my internal world more than I've worked in my outside world. And it exudes out of me.
Okay. Fair enough. And I guess this is actually kind of piggybacking what we were talking about before. But what do you guys think about even a utopia? Like, imagine if like everybody was like at the same level.
Wow.
What do you guys think about that? Is that something you guys would entertain?
I need a moment to imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. Everybody's at the same level. So, like, you know, you could, we you know, like you guys said, mentalities, mind over matter. Like, we all have these mentalities. But like, imagine just everyone's just set at the same level.
What would be the level?
I guess we're all like paid the same.
Perfect harmony. Like,
yeah, right? Like a utopia. Like, there's no one at the bottom. Or just, you know, it's just
damn.
More. It's deep? Is that too
that's
deep?
I honestly feel like there's been a, like, I saw like an episode. It was like some like sci-fi show or something that was about this.
Yeah.
I can't remember the details of what actually happened in the episode, but essentially what it was leading toward was that it's not really possible. Like piggybacking even farther back to what we said before about how like the lows do, like you can't have the lows, you can't have the highs without the lows.
Yeah.
Right? And in a utopia, it's like, okay, where's the lows? Mm. So how can you advance as a society if you're already at like, you know, like, what does the perfect society look like? Having, like, you know what I don't know. It's so hard to picture it.
What do I think?
That's a great question.
I don't want to, like, just copy your guys' answers, but I would say, like, you need the lows as well. Because, like, mm-hmm. even, I love stories. Yeah. And, like, when it comes to storytelling, I love the stories from people that have the craziest story.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll have that story if they weren't operating in chaos.
Yeah.
And the world is chaos. And I think it's a good balance of it. And you got to have it to see how all these things blossom and come together.
Honestly, yeah. I always say that. I'm like, chaos is beautiful.
Yeah. I think chaos is really good. I think you just got to kind of manage it. In your own way, and if you can, then you're good to go. Because it's like you guys said, you need the lows and the highs.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the people that I've connected with the most, I feel like people who have gone through shit, like are able to identify it in others.
I agree.
Is like you know, people who have like gone through shit and like maybe you can't see it right away because they're at a better place now, mm-hmm. but they're always like the most compassionate and kind and motivated and strong people, or it's either that or the complete opposite.
True.
Because whatever they've went through, they've like let take over and like turn them into this like they have this sense of they want to get revenge and like get back at the world for what happened to them.
That's the difference between a winner's mindset and a victim mindset. People who just look at like their situation and things that happen to them as, you know, as an unfortunate situation, or you could look at it in a way that's like the odds weren't stacked against you, they were stacked for you. So you could level up.
People don't think of it like that. Why does no one think of it like that? I've never heard someone even say that, like, yo, I just went through so much shit, I'm happy because like now I know I have an edge on these guys in this around me. Like, why don't we use it like that? That should be a thing though.
It's so hard in the moment. Like,
it is still.
Like, I think
it's like your mom died. It's like I'm sorry. That was deep. Sorry. Right.
No, it's okay.
But that's true though. Someone might say like, yo, like now you got to use this and make a hit song or whatever.
It's the hardest thing. I think there's this thing called like that I learned in therapy called radical acceptance, or like even it reminded me of something else. There's this prayer and they use it at like AA meetings and stuff, like, but it's actually from like the Bible. I'm not actually Christian or anything, but this I got the name of the prayer tattooed on me because of what it resembles. And it's, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So like, as fucked up as it is to like be in a moment of like absolute tragedy, you know, like losing a parent, like, or losing someone you love, like that's like, I'm lucky to have not had to go through that, but I can't imagine like the pain that it feels or like the pain that like it causes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that you can't change.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you're able to like accept that you can't change that and focus on like, what can I do in my life? Like going forward, like then like, you know, you can like,
honestly,
grow from it.
Like someone really close to me passed away, not to get very deep, but I find that
we all get deep here sometimes.
Thank you. This is a safe space.
It is.
I feel like
it is. It is. It is. It is. Yes, players play. Drink your drink. Enjoy.
Cheers to being a safe space.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get everyone. Yeah, it's a safe place.
Cheers.
Come on.
But shout out to my Nanai, she passed away, but
R.I.P.
her passing away taught me that there is nothing promised but death, and so live your life as if it is the fullest in every moment that you get, and love on the people who love you to the fullest extent, and have no regrets. Live with no regrets in life. because when you hold yourself back, you're holding yourself back from things that could have happened. Take that risk. Say what you want to say. Send that text if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. don't hold yourself back. We mm-hmm. get this one moment and the power of now, really.
And, you know, it's just crazy when you put it like that, right? Because then it just reminds you how short life is.
Yeah.
But you can get so caught up in the emotions of what you're going through in that moment that's just specific to that day or whatever. Yeah. And you might think the world's ending for you, but you don't even understand that if you look at it from like an outside lens, you have so much more to do. And you don't need to be dwelling on this.
Yeah.
And it's just, exactly. if you can just get moments like that to remind yourself of that, mm-hmm. we'd be better off.
Every ending is a new beginning.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I do want to ask you guys this, because we did a blind date recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it got a little controversial. We had a crazy clip in there. And essentially it was this guy, he was just saying how he felt his ex-woman shouldn't be braiding a guy's hair at 1 a.m. right? Yeah, that was the clip. I don't know if you've seen it. But essentially his ex-girl or whatever, she was braiding, you know, she had her braiding businesses all over the place.
Damn.
What are you guys' take on that? Like, is it get the money by any means possible, especially if you have like 3 kids? Because I think she had 3 kids. He mentioned that. He was very specific about the 3 kids.
Okay.
So he says she's doing hair with 3 kids at 1 a.m. I just wanted your guys' take on that. Like, not specifics, but just...
She's
generally.
Talented at braiding. She's doing her job. I don't see an issue in that. Do you?
I don't really see an issue. Like, it does depend on the context. Like, if they've had, you know, trust, like issues with trust, and like, you know, betraying each other, lying and stuff like that. I think that's probably the issue
more than the
more
timing.
Than the actual like timing.
I
like,
agree.
You know, like
I
sometimes agree, yeah. someone needs a late night braid up. It's like, yo, like I need to get a braid up right now. Like, where am I gonna go? Like, I'll pay like whatever.
Or sometimes the design is so intricate that it may take a couple more hours.
Yeah. So, but wait, if you're with a man, right, and then you have clients, your clients are allowed to just call you at 12, like, hey.
You should have hours, though. You should have like opening hours.
But that's what I'm saying. But are we extending the hours for more pay, or like, what are we doing?
Like, yes. Like,
so wait. Yeah, so you're Are you extending the hours for more pay?
For a fee, yes. If you're telling me come.
So what if your man says he's not
hour.
Feeling that? He's not feeling that. He'll just.
Then it goes
is
with
he
my
gonna
man.
Make
says.
Up for the difference.
Okay,
then?
I like that answer. What's your answer?
Oh.
Wait, he has to make the difference for you. Wow.
Okay, so what's the cost? Like, you're weighing the pros and cons of it. Like, is your emotional security
your
like
man's going
50-50
with you? Yes, I said 50-50.
Okay.
50-50 though.
Wait, no, that's fine.
Oh my god. Wait, you guys want to get into that? No, let's get to that.
No, like,
we gotta get into that 50-50.
I haven't been in a situation where like I've been fully like kind of
taken care of?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want that?
Like, if it was offered to me.
I'm sorry.
I'm a very, like,
I'm just asking questions.
It's a valid question.
I really value my independence. I'm not going to block any blessings, but I'm definitely a very hardworking person. I've worked for, like, almost everything that I have, like, aside from, like things from my parents that I've inherited, and like my like opportunities that like my family has given me, mm-hmm. But even like I was raised to like, you know, work hard, work for what you have. So like I value that. I can't like erase that from my system. I think even if I was in a position of like everything's paid for, like I would be like, what the fuck do I do with myself? Like I need to work, like, you know, mm-hmm. And like I have just like that natural kind of like hustle in me. And I also
you
like
do,
I'm
though.
Definitely a giver, like in like with when it comes to people I love, it's one of my love languages. And like if I want to give back in any way I can, or any opportunity like that I can, so
mm-hmm.
I don't
okay.
know if I could like just sit and just like, you know, do like
let
you know relish in everything.
What
like,
do
you
modern
know?
Men think about 50-50? What do you think about that?
About 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay. So look, every man wants to take care of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's natural.
That's masculine.
It's
energy.
That's masculine energy. A man wants to do that.
Okay.
Now we just got to get to the facts. There's mm-hmm. numbers to this game.
Not, what do you mean? What
I mean, most men don't make
about?
More than like 50K.
Okay,
that's a fact.
Okay,
I think women forgot that.
Okay,
we have to remember the facts.
But we live in a world, we live in an age of internet. Baby, that means information is available to you. That means if you really wanted to.
You want him to trap. Just say you want him to trap.
No, no, no. I started OF. That's a legit business. Come on. There's other clever ways of making money. We're in 2024.
Fair enough. Okay. So you're saying there's the internet. There's ways to make more money.
Yeah.
Ways to make more money means more people know that.
So let's say the man's 50-50.
What's the issue with that?
Saturation.
Okay, no.
We're all doing the same industry. We're all trying to be content creators. We're all trying to be the same thing. It's not really good for the market. It eliminates.
But not everyone.
But if you're doing your shit authentically, nobody can duplicate you.
If you're doing your thing authentically, some people. So what if the man is authentically doing what he wants, but he's a plumber?
Then that's a high. I'm pretty sure that trade is. That's a skill that's highly paid. No,
it's paid well. You know, maybe 80 to 100, like 80 to 120. It depends. But yeah. Like, are you okay with 80 to 120? He can't take care of you with 120
don't ask,
right now.
Are you okay? Is the woman okay with that? Is his league okay with that?
Is 120? I mean, nowadays, like, you damn near need a next 100,000 to add to the house value though. The house value needs a certain amount of money to make it make sense.
I'm just saying.
But like, honestly, no, 50-50. No man want, like, I feel like all men want to take care of our women. We're trying to be bosses, but like, women need to like help us get there.
Okay, yeah.
That's it.
How?
Staying down. Do the tough
what
times.
Does that mean? Like loyalty?
Reassurance.
Reassurance.
Peace. Men love peace, especially men that work hard.
Do they give peace?
That's different. You're asking what we want. What discussion are we having? Are we talking about men or women?
I'm asking because
is your 50-50 question just 50-50 finances or 50-50 like everything in the relationship?
I feel like you're
specifics.
That's different. Okay, that's very different.
I was speaking on mostly 50-50 financially. Okay. But 50-50 in the relationship is different because that could look, you know, how it looks based on different variables.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was speaking more financially. But,
I hear you.
Yeah, I just think that every man does want to do that. I just think sometimes women don't even give a man the chance to get there.
Really?
Yeah, you can't just meet him and think he's going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to help build, especially if you see something in him. If you don't, then you don't. Don't be with a man you don't see nothing in.
No, it's for sure deeper than like material values. It's for sure the integrity, the character, the discipline, everything that shows potential. But then you don't always believe in potential because men lie, women lie, but numbers don't.
Numbers be lying too. Like, you can buy all type of crazy. You can just fake things. I mean, numbers lie too. No,
numbers lie.
They say
how
numbers.
You got the numbers.
How you got the numbers could be a lie.
Okay.
But like, the numbers don't lie technically. I'd like to think that.
I feel like it's the most solid thing. Like,
I mean, that we have to man on earth,
yeah.
Is the factual numbers, but it's sometimes more complicated than that. I do want to ask you guys this though. What was the question I had? So let's say you have a son, right? You have a son.
Okay.
You see your son, he has like a girlfriend. You like the girl. He might be doing her dirty, cheating, whatever, right? Are you snitching?
Gosh, that's crazy. I'm such a person who believes in family. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm such a Leo in that sense. Like, my family, my friends, like, I ride real hard without reason. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I will always hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, if my son was doing her dirty, then I raised you wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to definitely give my 1-2 cents. Mm. But I also believe that men or boys need time to grow. And yeah, make your mistake. But guess what? If you really love this girl, you're going to have your first heartbreak. Then you'll learn a lesson there, right? Mm. She's going to know everything that's dark will always come to light. So if you're doing her dirty, that will somehow come to light.
And not from you, though.
Not from me,
okay.
No.
Real like, one? I'm joking. I don't know if that's real or not.
Not from me. I'm so sorry to the girl. She is not my blood. Mm. My son is, though. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I wouldn't condone the behavior. I will always hold you accountable, but...
No snitching. Okay.
No snitching on this side.
No snitching?
I feel the same way.
Okay. That's solid. That's solid.
And what do you think about that?
It's going to come to light at some point.
I'll answer in a sec. Sorry.
It will definitely come to light at some point, like, you know. And like she said, like, if that's what he's doing, I didn't raise him right. And like, you know, he should face the consequences. But like, taking care of like another parent's like child's feelings is not really like my job. And then also, like, you know, I've been in a situation where like I got my heart broken, and that taught me like a very valuable lesson. And like, not, and I think also like, what are we talking about age group wise? Like, my, is he in high school? Like, you know, kind of thing like that. So like, that's like, you know, like you kind of need to go through that at that age. Like, you learn a lot about like yourself as a person, and like what you want in a partner and things like that. And like, I think, like, as shitty as it is, I mean, I think we can all think back to like our first love, our first heartbreak. It's the worst. It's fucking sucks, but it really was trivial in like shaping who you are and like what you want out of a relationship.
But to make it spicier, what if you're married? What if your son's married?
Ooh, you guys are trying to get spicy.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, wait, before you guys even go, I want to say my opinion. No snitching. I'm not condoning snitching when it comes to that.
Are you being biased though? Because this is a son we're talking about.
Like, what if it's your daughter?
Guys, you guys are trying to go all.
Okay, finish your thought.
But yeah, I just don't think it should come from the mom. Mom's got to hold it down. That's just their role. It should not come from the mom. Now, should the mom be having him have a whole bunch of girls coming in and out the house? Maybe be like, you know, maybe cut that off, and maybe make him do it else. Like, if you figure it out outside of the house or something, but don't snitch. You know, like, what lesson does that teach?
Your family will go against you.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, that doesn't teach lessons. Like, we're here to teach lessons. That's not teaching one. So for me, I just feel like, that doesn't make sense. But there was a lot of people on our story that were like, what, you're condoning your son to cheat? I'm like,
no, snitching is not condoning.
It's not condoning. That's what I'm saying. It's just not my place as a parent to be like, hey, he cheated on you, you know? Like, I'll let you figure it out, you know? Yeah.
Daughter, right? So wait, 1 second. So you believe that men can be 100% loyal throughout marriage for all their life then?
I mean, I'm not married and I've not been married, but I think mental toughness and with stability, good family, I believe so. Why not?
It's possible.
I think so.
Is that you writing for men's, or is that you telling the truth?
I'm a unicorn. I'm a unicorn. I'm not like these guys. So I'm always try to go against the grain. I'm an outsider. I used to have a brand called Outsiders.
I love that. That's
So I'm never gonna go with the herd, with the flock. So these niggas is always gonna fuck up. I'ma do what I'm doing.
Period. I need to snap to that. Because I do believe that there is evolved men.
There are evolved men. Like, we're out here. Like, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I struggle with other things. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, sex, I'm pretty evolved. I don't really be... It's all marketing. When you see girls, it's all marketing.
Yeah.
It's all marketing.
No, it's valid.
For your man, you just got to see us and be like, marketing.
Even in today's world, like, where social media is thrown right at you, you can do it.
Yeah, that's
you're giving me false hope. Are you telling me the truth? Because I need to know.
Wait. Sorry, say that again.
Like, in today's world, you know, social media with
I think guys can?
Can you be? Can a guy, not you, like, can men be 100% loyal in today's generation? Don't feed me false hope, because I genuinely would love to know.
Okay, I'll tell you this. What loyalty stems from what society has been pushing to us.
Yeah.
Society hasn't pushed men to be loyal.
Okay.
That's the problem. Yeah, it's the masses. It's not the men. It's the masses. And with the masses, you're going to get outliers. So there's always going to be outliers. Of course there's going to be a man you can find that in this society, whatever. What if he doesn't care? Like, there's men that are, you know, they're sourced differently. Mm. They came into, like, their experiences, the environment have turn them into a different being. So I think they're not, you know, when you have outliers, you always have, you know, different outcomes.
Define outliers.
Outliers are someone that goes against the grain.
Okay.
You know, outside of
the
norm.
So why is that the grain, and why, like, you know what I mean? Like why is that the grain? Like, is it biological? Like, is it just part of, like, being a man and you have to, like, break the mold?
It's not biological, because it's pushed to you as a young person, as a young man. As a young man, you're told, have many girls. You know, you're told this from it comes from, you know, your family and stuff, and just other influences around you. Mm. Like, I had men in my life that pushed me to be a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes something so strong outside of you to really stay deviate it, but you can do it. It's just like business. It's like what we're talking about. Nothing's easy. Mm-hmm. Trials, tribulations. It's the same thing with, you know, loyalty.
So I love that. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I love that. I think, like, loyal, like, you mentioned something about how like or loyalty is like something that society like pushed on you. I think like there's context to like loyalty, like when you make a commitment and a promise to someone, whatever that is, like you shouldn't ever break that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I don't think it's a matter of, oh, like men aren't loyal. I think it's like maybe they're signing up for shit that they can't commit to. You know what I mean? And exactly. So like when you're doing that, you're just like you're starting off from like a point of like failure.
Exactly.
You're starting off in a position where you're not going to be able to like keep your promise.
Exactly. Exactly. But I do I personally challenge like my peers too. Like
I love that.
Yeah, I challenge them. Like sometimes like it's hard though.
Do looks matter?
Like for like in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks definitely matter. It's gonna help you stay stimulated to the like stimulated and like intrigued
to like pursue a connection,
not just pursue but also just be with them afterwards throughout. Okay. as they age, you know, you want someone that you think is valuable to you and looks good to you. Mm-hmm.
But looks fade.
I think
looks age. Fade, but like you met the person with that look.
Okay.
So you it matters. Okay. And then their kids will look like that. It just all trickles down.
Yeah.
So it's a thing.
Yeah. I think it's very different, like
valid
for men and women in terms of like attraction and like intimacy and stuff like that. I think like if we're talking about like desire and like sex drive and stuff like that, it's very different for like women and men. Like for women, it's very emotional and we actually release oxytocin when we have sex. So it's very deep, and it's like that's why it's easy. Like women are much more like emotional beings biologically as well. Mm-hmm. But men actually release, I can't remember the name of the actual hormone, but they release a stress hormone.
Vasopressin.
Whereas women release oxytocin, so it's like a high. That's why we get like a, you know, goo goo gaga land after we nut, but like men get kind of like that, you know, that post nut clarity thing.
Yeah that's a thing.
Yeah.
That is a thing. But I do want to ask you guys, do you guys think it's biological why men aren't loyal?
I do. To an extent, yeah.
I had to ask the question earlier because I'm like, I need to know myself. Like, honestly, my dad was not present in my life, so I can't say that I look up to a man who is loyal. I need to know from outside perspective. And I feel like I'm still figuring that part out. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
No, that's fair. That's fair. And why would you say it is biological? Just from what the statement you made earlier, or
like I just think like, okay, if we're like really taking it back like prehistoric, like men, like hunter-gatherer times, like, or even if you just look at like animals, like men impregnate and like women stay and hold it down, like that's biologically like how it all like started. And like there are certain like species that mate for life, but like that's, I know that's like obviously it's so different, but I do think that there's a little bit of that seed still planted in like men, and that's where disloyalty and stuff stems from. It comes from that like instinctual like drive and like sex drive that men have that like women don't. And like I think also there's a divide in like how we understand it. It feels like a lot more of a betrayal, whereas a guy can literally just go have sex and like there's absolutely no emotional like they don't even like it didn't it wasn't like an, it didn't feel like an emotional like experience for them. It really was just like, I just fucked. Whereas like if women don't really do that, I think, you know what I mean?
What do you think
like,
about that?
I'll talk about it. I'm not going to lie. I personally feel like if you're in a relationship and then you have side people that you kind of like interact with or get intimate with, I just personally think like, how do you maintain that energy with the person you're like your main person? Like sometimes I just feel like it'll take away for a person who's compassionate like me. It'll kind of take away from the moments that I'm with the main person.
Mm.
Like I personally don't know how guys can like if you're single, you're single. I get that. Yeah. Like I know how that to play that game. But like to really be invested in one person and then like I'm sprinkling myself here, having conversations here. And then I'm still having something so cool and sacred with that other person.
Mm.
It's not going to be cool and sacred no more.
Yeah.
Personally, for me.
Honestly, because, like, your energy will reflect that on
that's
the
what I'm
woman.
Saying. Like,
and
like,
we're very intuitive. Like,
that's
women
what I'm saying.
Are intuitive beings.
So I need to talk. Me, personally, I would have to talk to a man who feels like me about, like, a person he loves.
Mm.
And I'd have to be like, how do you cheat then? Like, I'd have to go out and, like, see someone who's passionate about one thing and see how they are able to just spread themselves.
So like I guess that. You're kind of talking about like polyamory a little bit, like, you know, how like, there's like monogamy, like just two people, and then there's like having like more than one like intimate relationship, right?
Yeah
I get what you mean.
Well, not even just that, but just like even like not even just like an actual relationship, like let's just say like you're just hooking up with some people on the side, but then you have like a main girl. My thing is like it's hard to like have something super special with the main girl if I'm like sleeping with the side girls. I just don't know how to how guys do that part. And then I can kind of understand maybe if it's just like a like a one-off, but then guys don't usually just do that. It's usually it's a continuous thing. So how do you continuously keep up with
with multiple connections?
That's just me though, but I will say like I'm like an addictive, obsessive, passionate person with like anything. So it's not just
I
like
love
my woman.
That it's honestly a It's honestly really refreshing to be in your presence. I'm not going to lie. Like,
oh, you guys didn't think...
I didn't think it was possible.
We've talked about this.
What's the, why?
Yo.
I mean, life experience,
I'm
I guess.
I'm freaking laughing.
I met my girl on a blind date, too, low-key.
No way.
Really?
Yeah, we met on a blind
That's
date.
That's freaking lit.
Yeah. We met on a blind
date. Let's go. Yeah. Put me on.
We got you. We got you. We got you. We got you. We're going to do some soul searching. We're going to find some good men for you.
But they have to be okay with her having an OnlyFans. Like, would they be okay?
Well, based on her context and how she explains it, I think they would be okay. Like, she's not ill intent. She's not, you know, like she...
But is it ever, like, really... Like, what makes it ill intent?
I think just the way she describes it and carries herself. If she's still able to carry herself to a certain level, then guys will see that.
Yeah, I feel like...
Because even me, when she explained it on the phone, she's like, yeah, like, economy is tough. Fuck. Like, I'm doing what I gotta do. Like,
how would you explain it? Like, because, like, you guys had the phone conversation, but, like...
Yeah, she can explain it better.
I would just say, like, getting out of my own way and just having bigger dreams for myself, plus the economy, because what, I'm going to do a 9-to-5 job, and is that going to feed my... big dreams that I want to live? It's not. Realistically, I'm just thinking logically and just doing what I know. God has given me beauty. Everything about me is natural. So it's like...
That's why we called it agency.
Exactly.
It's the yours.
Let's get into that.
Yours stands for you owe yourself revenue.
You do.
You owe yourself revenue.
Yes. So
I like that.
If you think about
social
media...
I've been owed money. I need some revenue.
Yeah.
I like that though. I like that.
Like anyone who is on... Who has a platform and who, you know... like post or like to an extent like where they're sharing every day and like maybe like, you know, like they have like something to offer, has a like with a, their platform has the ability to monetize it and to make it, you know, to gain revenue from it. And like I think we can all agree that like at the state that like society is right now, it's very normal for like women to share provocative images and to like put this image online for literally just likes and attention and nothing more. And the only difference really is like, it's not for
I'm
like...
I'm optimizing this like, I'm optimizing this market. If guys are going to gaze at me for, you know, regardless, I might as well make money off of it.
That's true. Marketing. I'm big on marketing. So I love marketing and, you know, being able to catch someone's attention in any way or whatever form that is.
You did say that over our phone call.
Exactly.
How do you catch your attention, though?
Or how do you catch people? Are you asking me how to catch people's attention? Well, you got to be determined.
Determined.
Definitely got to be determined, intentional, authentic.
Yeah, period.
Genuine. I think, you know, a mix of that with a little bit of... throw a little bit of money here and there at certain opportunities that make sense in whatever field you're in. You got to play to play. I always tell people that you got to pay to play.
And if you do, pay to play. I like that.
And if you could do those four, you know, those five things, then you could really catch someone's attention. I think Players Play, we've done it in 2 years.
Yeah.
Come on.
Real
shout out, you guys.
Shout out Players Play.
You should be really proud of that.
Thank you. No, thank you. You know, sometimes I'm really not at times, but I am at, you know, when I have guests and people that show love. So I do appreciate people sitting here with me.
I'm
and
so excited. You seen me on your in your DMs. I'm like, excuse me. Pay attention to me. I want to come on. I have some shit to say.
No, I appreciate it. Like, just, you know, even doing this is just so fun. And I don't know. I just, it's therapeutic for me. Like, listening to you guys' opinion and I love it. Like, yeah.
Period.
It's dope.
Type shit. Wait, yeah. I have a question. Right. How did you come up with Players Play?
Oh, how did I come up with it? Okay, Players Play, essentially, I'm going to just say what Players Play is because that'll just simplify everything. Okay. Players Play is a place, safe place, where people come, they have discussions, they connect with each other, and we bring people together. During the pandemic, that was Clubhouse for a lot of people.
Mm.
For me as well. So I was on there. That was where your personality gets to shine.
Yeah.
You're in the room. No one cares about followers. Yeah. Because we don't know who got followers. This is a new app.
Yeah.
We're all here fresh. So I'm there in the rooms, and I strived, and I was having great interactive, like, we were doing giveaway. Like, we were like we did prank calls. We had like girls calling.
Were you guys
like,
taking shots? Or?
Of course, we're taking shots. We're putting girls in the hot seat. Like, any question you wanted, like, let's say a girl's on Instagram, she's bad, you never will probably get to talk to her. You're gonna get to talk to her in the rooms because like everybody's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
The prettiest girls, flyest niggas, you're getting the real authentic questions and responses coming from the people.
Yeah.
So that was where I started to notice what works and how questions can evoke emotion, and I started learning things like that. And then
it's human connection. Like, that's literally what ties everyone together. Like, everyone's going to be drawn to that at the end of the day, even in marketing and advertising.
Literally. So that's where it stemmed from. And then also there was this other game that we played, where it was just questions, like spicy, controversial questions. And we were asking them, on our Instagram live, me and him were like, you know, we're both fly guys, so we'll be on live. Just we have like 20 people in the chats. We feel like we're lit, you know.
Say like outrageous things.
Outrageous, yeah. Yo! Up to like 8 a.m. We're all getting drunk.
Type.
Yo, I'm talking bare. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna lie. You guys haven't seen me when the cup's done, but like I'm there cutting up. I'm there cutting up, being my full self. Like,
period.
And then from there, people told me like, yo, start a podcast. Like, what are you doing? Like, you should start a podcast. And then, you know, that slowly like trickled in my brain. And then I was gonna do some whole other thing. With like a book or some other thing I was thinking. And then I was like, nah, fuck that. Like, we need to do like podcasts. And I had to figure this shit out. I didn't know what to do. Video and audio.
Wow.
I didn't know how to do this shit. I'm still learning. It's 2 years later. I'm still learning. But yeah, wow. That's kind of how it started. You know, I just picked up a camera, bought the camera. And then I said, fuck, are we doing this shit? Players Play.
Players Play. This is where the players play.
But yeah, this is where the players play, you know.
I love that.
It's nice having you guys. Yeah, honestly, I just love having conversations with people. And like, even people, they can't see our audience in the back, but we got a mini audience in the back.
Yeah.
You know, so I love having this type of vibe because like Players Play thrives from this. Like, the natural connections being made right here, right now. This is Players Play. We're going to make clips of this. It's going to be a moment. Obviously, you guys have your real lives. You're going to go back to it, but we create something in the moment. And I think
that feels real authentic. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie to you. Yeah.
I'm having fun. This is fun.
Yeah. A lot of events on the way. I don't know if you guys heard of our dodgeball. We did a dodgeball event, an all women dodgeball event.
Shut up. Where
there was a winning team that won $1,000.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Five girls were competing to win 30 girls actually.
We did that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was not the best at dodgeball. I was the one that would like get hit in the face with the ball.
It's okay. Honestly, it was just there are so much other things going on there that you would have had a good time.
Yeah, I'm so competitive that I'd be like, I'm gonna win that.
No, you're gonna want to win because you're gonna get like two bills each.
Yeah,
because it's 1,000, five girls on one team.
Yeah, what? So, you know, I'm about that.
And we had Roy Woods there. We had like,
what?
Yeah, Roy Woods came out. Shout out to Roy Woods. K Showtime was there too. Shout out to him. And then we had like tattoos going on. We had haircuts. We had hair. You guys, we really showed up for the city. This was our first ticketed event we ever did.
That's dope. Period. That's actually super dope.
And Pizza Yolo.
Oh, yeah. So I know the owner of Pizza Yolo and he sponsored our event. Shout out to him. He actually saved the day because we had other catering that day.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I happen to know this guy who owned a Pizza Yolo and he saved the day. Shout out to you, Farzan. I love you. We're going to do an episode soon.
Shout out Farzan.
Real shit. Shout out to him. Maple location. Pizza Yolo, Maple. Yeah, it's specifics.
Nah, that's...
Yeah.
They deserve it. Yeah, he deserves it.
Nah, they do. But yeah, nah. That was that.
That's fire.
You think so? Would you guys be an actor? You guys think you guys... Because I just watched this clip where John Cena was talking about the sex scenes for acting. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
You're doing a sex scene in front of all these people.
Yeah.
It's not intimate.
And you have to do all these takes.
Could you guys do acting?
Yeah.
I feel like I could.
Ever since I was like a kid, they'd be like, what do you want to be? I don't know why my first answer was an actress. Like the light and all that. Like remember, I find so much passion lines, in though? It.
It's probably hard, no?
Put me on type yeah. shit. Yeah. Type shit?
Fair enough. Would you go to LA and like really try to start type shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's in my books, it's in my books, you know? And if that's where the stars align, that's where the stars align. But I really don't limit myself to anything. And if the opportunity came knocking at my door, I'd be like, hello, let's go.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Let me ask you guys this. Being in Toronto, what do you guys think Toronto needs to become more monetary? I feel like a lot of people don't really have it the way they show it. Like, how do we become what we say we are? Entertainment-wise.
Entertainment-wise, collaboration. We do not collaborate as a city.
Yeah, there's definitely a divide.
You know.
Why are we divided, though? Like, why do people not want to collaborate?
Cats in a bucket mentality, you know? And, like, a lot of people are in scarcity mindset, thinking that if one person got too much of it, that means I can't have it.
Yeah.
But really, it's just...
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Like, no, even, is that a thing? Like, thinking that... Like, let's say, like, you finally get there and you're now on. Do you feel like you should be protective of that and the people you let in under, like, you know, after you?
But...
Like, what's the balance? What's the right balance for that?
If you're already up there, you understand the mindset of abundance. You know that there is no scarcity of it, and you could share your wisdom. You could share how you got up there. You could share your gems openly, and you would want to see other people try to do what you do, because it's more than just words. It's more than just gems. It's the actual actions that need to be applied. So people lack that part, the application part.
That's and I think people's ego
as well.
Is usually like the what breaks that. If you have like, if you feel like, you know, like say like she said, a person who's like gotten to a point and is in a mindset of abundance, and you know you're not scared to share it because you don't feel like you're gonna run out of it, and like you're not scared of someone like doing better than you. Like what's like, what is really, like, scary about that? It really comes down to, like, your ego. Like, why does that bother you? Why don't you want to see someone else win?
Also, I feel like people are not operating from their affluence, you know? And their affluence comes from something that isn't limited. It's something that's creative and within you. And you can continuously create this without limits. Because if you were to have it all today and gone tomorrow, you could create it again because it comes from within you. You know, and people are not deep within themselves. They're not reflective and they're not self-aware. They don't even know what they're good at because they're continuously looking at the other lane and being like, hey, you know what? I want to do what they're doing instead of being like, I want to do what I want to do.
That's pretty deep. I feel like a lot of people aren't operating from their true potential or just what they should be doing.
Yeah. Like this right here, the Players Play podcast, this is your affluence. You speak, you're a Gemini, that you're ruled by the planet Mercury, which is really the planet of communication.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dead ass. Your stars are aligning perfectly fine.
No, that's so true though. A lot of people aren't just doing what they should be doing.
Yeah,
they're just doing what they're just trying to the next.
They're trying to compete with the next person, but that person is doing what they're doing. It like, how about you?
You should be your only competitor.
I just I like that.
Does money buy happiness?
I think money doesn't buy happiness, but it buys so many other variables and factors that it feels like you're happy. Does that make sense?
Cheap dopamine.
Yeah.
I think it opens doors for sure. 100%. You know, like you could be in a position where like you're chasing a dream and the one of the things in your way is at the moment in time you're in is like not being able to afford it. And so if you had like, let's say you win the lottery, it's like, okay, boom, now I can like, you know, put this money toward my dream and what makes me happy. But it's subjective, you know, because people at the top, like with all the money in the world, can still be like depressed or still be unhappy. It's all about like the mindset, really.
For me, money buys freedom. So
true.
I personally feel like, yes, I came from Philippines, where it's third world country. We were very much happy. But now that I've seen a different light in the world, what money can do for you, I strive harder every single day because I see the freedom that it could buy you. I see where I see the vehicle in money, you know?
Mm.
And I even for my OF, really, like, money and beauty equate to the same. So money can buy you freedom. Beauty can buy you freedom.
Mm.
I just love freedom. Nothing can limit me at point. This point, you know?
Yeah. Something about freedom that I feel like people can figure out the happiness part. Like, once you have the freedom, like, how could you not figure out the happiness part, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like money does kind of buy happiness.
But it's up to the person.
The person, while they have that access to still do the work.
Yeah.
So I do think it's a two-point thing.
And it's also like that, like you were saying, like they're very much happy, like back in the, like in the Philippines, like it really is your mindset. If you're able to be grateful for everything that you have, you can still be happy even knowing that there's more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people who could have all the money in the world could still be unhappy because they're focused on what they don't have.
Mm.
But it definitely, like, when you have that and combined with like a mindset of like gratitude and like a mindset of like, you know, fulfillment. Like, what's fulfillment to you? Is it the actual material, like, aspect of I can buy this bag or I can buy this house or I could buy this car, or is it I can achieve this dream that I've always had? Mm. You know, is that the thing that matters the most?
Mm. That's real. I agree.
That is real. It says a scenario. Whisper something naughty to the person on your right.
But you don't have to do the scenario, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
But okay, no, I have to. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Your turn.
I have to pick a card. Would you go back to your ex?
Jeez. What the fuck?
Definitely not.
Jeez. Everybody just, it was like a pause.
Yeah.
It's like, would I?
No pause for me.
I think everyone knows.
Definitely no for me.
Yeah. It's a no for me.
Would you guys travel by yourself?
Yes.
Have you?
I have. I moved to Miami by myself.
By yourself?
Not knowing one person.
I don't believe you.
This is on God. This is on God.
Like, not like even like someone that you follow on Instagram?
No. Not so one person. I just
you
got to
get into that.
There.
What happened?
I literally just moved down there and like... This was in 2022. I was 21. And I just decided, like, let me move down there because at the time, like, pandemic was happening, you know?
Mm.
Everything kept shutting down. And I was just like, no, I'm tired of this. Like, I'm not going to limit myself to this one place.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go somewhere else. So I went to Miami. I hit up my boy. I was like, hey, is your home, like, ready to be rented out? Let me rent it out for a couple months. Let me get down there. And I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, when I first got down there, I was FaceTiming my people and I was just like, I feel like a really small dog in here because I'm like, wow, like this is a different aquarium. Like I felt really small in Toronto. Yeah.
What? Talk about that.
In Toronto, I felt like I've made a lane for myself. I've made a name for myself. People know me when I come outside.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was, you know, I was stable.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got down there, it's a different level of woman, of men, of circumstances, and different, like, just a different aquarium.
Like variables.
Yeah.
I need to get into them. I'm trying to go to America, but you keep going. I'm listening.
So when I got down there, I was like, wow, I felt so small. It leveled me up on a different, like...
Level.
Like, a different timing. So, when I got down there, my style changed. My way of thinking changed. I saw so much affluence. Men spending $300K in one night. Like, I just saw so much bigger. And so, it really expanded my horizons. It expanded the way I thought, the way I think, everything. My movement started being different. You adapt to your environment eventually. And it only took me about, like, a month or so to tap in to the tap-ins.
So are you still tapped in?
I'm still tapped in
You got to tap players play in?
Then. I got player play.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. right, all right. Now that's lit though. That's lit though. So it really opened up your mind.
It did.
And really like shaped what you want, like what you wanted and stuff. Because Toronto's so small, like it's small. You really don't know what's out
there's
there.
A ceiling. Yeah. There's a ceiling to.
Because I'm not gonna lie, we're literally thinking about that. We're like, should we do another event? Like, we already did Girls on the Front. Like, we're just trying to think about where we could go, and we were thinking about that too. Like, it is limited. Like, you start going to events, you know the people there. Like,
you know faces.
You know the face. It's like, you know, you gotta really try something else. It's and a lot of people out here aren't really putting themselves out there to do that. Yeah. I think. You know?
It gets comfortable in Toronto.
Yeah, you get
especially because it's your hometown.
But exactly.
If you're visiting it, like you're visiting Miami, then yeah, it's a big pond.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
If you go out there, then it's something to definitely
to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
No, I definitely want to travel more. When's the last time you guys traveled?
I just got back from Santorini and Milan, like in end of June. Yeah, it was
how was that? That was fun.
It was fun, yeah. Honestly, just like vibes.
Yeah,
vibes. Greece's vibes.
Okay.
Milan though, like, oh my gosh, in the nighttime there was so many mosquitoes. I got Jamaica, eaten alive. No cap.
Yeah. Okay. And yourself?
Last time I traveled was January.
This January? Oh, yeah. This month? Oh, yeah. I mean this year.
This year, 2024, started it off. A nice little trip, went to Mexico for the first time. I haven't traveled much in my life.
Yeah? Do you want to travel more?
Definitely. I want to see as much of the world as I can.
What's holding you back?
Honestly, the main thing was like kind of being in a survival mindset, which I'm really trying to break out of.
Same.
Because it is a scarcity mindset. And like Anna's like, Foxy's someone who really inspired that out of me.
Yeah.
You know, and like who's teaching me to like, not limit like my beliefs of like what's possible.
Facts.
And like I look at things like that as like, okay, well obviously I'm not going to do that because like I don't have the money for that right now, but like by thinking that way I'm blocking the opportunity, kind of, you know.
I like that. No, I was just like you, and that's why I actually gravitated to what you said, because I used to be a person where I was like, you know what, why am I traveling if I'm not already where I want to be? And that was the mentality I set myself to. But you set yourself up with that mentality.
Yeah.
Because
and you need it at a certain time in
you
your life.
You do. You do. And like a lot of like people that I know that are successful, like they didn't have much while they were traveling. You know, if you really think about it, like they just had a little bit of money to themselves and then they had to go and figure it out. And they were just networking and then this led to this. And it's like life is so beautiful where it's like you don't always have to have it all. To go and experience things, you know? So that's kind of where I'm at with it, where it's like, I really want to invest my time into traveling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, it's also like what you put your mind to, because like, I'll spend money on this and this, and then.
Yeah, you get to decide what like is worth it to you.
And exactly.
I think when you're in a survival mode, like things like that is like, okay, like I shouldn't spend money on that. But
exactly.
Foxy's teaching me more to just like, value like those things do matter, like doing like I was in a place where I just felt like even just like buying like that nice expensive like clothes, like I would always cheap out and try and find like the cheaper option for everything when it came to things like that for me. But when it comes to like gift giving or like something that involves like people that I love, like I don't have that same limit, because I'm trying to like, oh, I need to be responsible, like I need to do like, you know, I need to like manage it responsibly and not splurge and da da da. But like, I think like, I've been a little bit too frugal. I've gone to a place where it's like, okay, I don't need to be that scared anymore, because it does kind of block. It does block opportunities when you're like thinking that way. Maybe I do have the means, but I'm scared of like, okay, what if I run out? So that's why like I could like right now just decide, okay, I'm gonna go on a trip, but I'm choosing like not to, you know what I mean?
You're
choosing to like, oh, I need to do the more responsible thing.
So what's the right balance?
I think the time is now, like we talked about earlier. The time really is now. The longer you put it off, you're gonna get to a point where it's like, damn, like I should have done that, like fucking 2-3 years. I should have done that when I wanted to in the moment. That's what the balance is. It's like deciding what matters to you right now, and like not being scared.
Like, going and traveling by yourself. As we get older, we're gonna have way more responsibilities piled up on top of us.
True.
And it's more like, can I do what I Can I even do what I wanted to do?
Yeah. Like, why? Like, if I can't predict the future,
I'm such a person who I'll gamble just because I want to live life.
Yeah.
Calculated risks at all times, but still, I will risk a lot.
Honestly, it's funny you say that. Let's talk about that. So I was listening to, I don't know if it was a pod or a clip, but I seen something and it said that the people that are willing to put themselves through the toughest conditions or take the biggest risk and just really experience all layers of life feel the biggest reward.
I feel that way.
And the way she even worded it was probably better than me, but
yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts on that? Like, what does it say about the person that's just willing to risk it all and just experience the deepest, not only hardest, like hardships, but like also like, you know, flowers, they're flowers.
Nah, for real. Eventually. I feel like I live my life on that terms every single day. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, still. I just wanna say that, yeah, me too.
Nah, it's facts. I feel like it's just like how it's the only way I see life because I feel like I grew up in a home where things were so limited and like pressure of conservative and like just pressure of limiting and a box, confinement in a box, and I'm like, I don't want to live in a box. I want to live on my own terms today, and like at the end of the day it's you versus you, and you only got yourself, and it's you owe it to yourself to give yourself everything that you really want and deserve out of life, you know.
True
So yeah,
are you patient? Are you guys patient in that process? Because I'm not patient, personally. I wake up mad. Like, that it's not...
For real.
You know what I mean? I don't know how you guys deal with your process.
I'm very, like, emotionally impulsive, but I am very patient with my process because I understand that I have a deep, 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 like, belief of divine alignment.
Yeah.
And when stars align, that's when it's supposed to happen, but... inspired action plus affirmations every single day and prayers, it'll all happen so simultaneously.
She really does, like, is on that every day. She'll put like affirmations on, like, I wake up to it. I do my own, like, I have my own little morning routine, but it really is like, because we're also roommates. having that
before I even like open my phone and like before I start scrolling, the first thing I'm going to put on is affirmations to get me through my day and to instill this new mindset of abundance and openness and just attracting what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And like taking control of my mind, the first thing I do is that, really.
It comes with healing too, though. Like if I think when you're in a survival mindset, it's usually from like a situation that you were just put in or born into. And it is struggle, like going through struggle, you develop like survival methods, like mental like coping mechanisms to get you through it. And even when you're out of it, those patterns in your mind are still there, even if maybe you don't need them. So at one point they're there to like help you and benefit you and help you to survive and get through and persevere and it builds that resilience. But then once you cross that like line and you've kind of like you're not just surviving anymore, you're thriving. Those same like habits and like become a hindrance. They become something that hinders you. Like
the affirmations and the gratitude, I started seeing how it really does attract into your life. Like
what you say and think really happens?
It really does.
Yeah.
It's so fast. And I could give you so many examples, but I'm going to start with, I'm going to start with your agency. When Ginger and I first like talked about moving in together, because her last roommate was moving out as I was moving out of my old place
and looking for a spot.
I was like, you know, if we do move in together, we could come up with a side hustle by like April. We could come up with something that, you know, pays our rent and takes care of our like bills and like
We talked about it.
We put it out there into the universe, and then sooner or later, it stars aligned and it just happened so simultaneously, exactly the time that we anticipated.
We actually do talk about it. Like, we'll sit down at breakfast and be like, wow, we're actually like doing it. Like, do you remember last year when we said, oh, like, what if, wouldn't it be like so cool, like, if we moved in together and like we started, like, we did, and like, we're literally like doing it.
Wow. And we could write off our rent because it's for business. Like, do it. It's literally happening.
Wow. Yeah. That's dope. I think, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. So
clap it up. We gotta clap it up.
I think, like, you spoke Players Play to existence. You, like, honestly, like, all the cliches, like, they're real. Like, what you believe you can achieve. Like, that's, it's real. It sounds,
if you can see it, you can.
Because it's a choice. It's like you're choosing to, it's all based on, like, choice. Like, what you want, you, if you believe, like, you could really want something. Someone who really wants something but thinks, like, oh, I'm not gonna be, but I can't do that. Mm-hmm. They won't.
That's true.
Which, like, you have, you ever seen someone who doubts themselves? Like, their whole, like, they doubt their ability. Like, they're never gonna be able to do it. True. But if they decide, same skill set, like, same person, exact same skill set, exact same opportunities and tools at their disposal, like, but one of them believes that they can and one of them believes that they can't, the one who believes they can will. Mm. And the one who believes they can't won't. That's mm-hmm. it. That's manifestation. It's your mindset. It's what you believe.
Well, honestly, I just want to say I appreciate you guys coming. This was really good for me. Every time I do an episode, I always learn something new, and I always feel good. So
I love that.
I honestly appreciate you guys. And like, I appreciate it's not you. Easy to do this too. Like, just to just have like a genuine conversation amongst different people you've never met. So
no,
I appreciate you guys for real.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course,
of course. It's been a ball of a time.
Of course. More vibes to come.
Mm-hmm. Deep talks, laughs. I'm definitely trying to, like, you know, participate in the game.
Of course. Of course. And anything you guys got going, you guys let us know too. We like to show up for our people too.
I love it. Yeah. More to come.
More to come.
Shout out Players Play.
Come on. That's all they wrote. Players, subscribe, like, do what you guys got to do. You know what it is. We'll see you at the next event.
Period.